All right, everybody, we be live. Hi, everyone. We're doing another video of Alidava. Alidava, as you most of you know, it's one of the most popular Islamic YouTube channels out there. And he's spreading a lot more nonsense today. And I'm just going to be reviewing it here with you guys. We're going to be smacking some dogmatic nonsense with you guys. But before we start, make sure you like the stream. Make sure you do that. A lot of our streams are getting demonetized. That means YouTube is not going to push it in front of an audience. And that means that less people are going to see it. So you, by liking the stream, are going to be able to undo some of that effect and make sure some people end up seeing the stream. I'm going to keep an eye on the monetization so that this is a guessing game. Like, we're playing this game every show now. We're like, we're going into the stream and seeing at what point are we going to get demonetized. So far, we're monetized. We're going to try to figure out how the YouTube gods operate. What do we say during the stream that all of a sudden gets us demonetized? So far, we haven't figured it out. But together, maybe we'll find out. Yeah, Soha in the live chat is saying the audio is great. And guys, please confirm that you have liked the stream. Please do that right now. Like the stream and also mention in the live chat that you actually are one of the good ones, one of the people who don't just watch the stream without liking it. Thank you so much. And by the way, before we even start, we got a super chat already by Corey Robin. Thank you so much, Corey. Like, we haven't even started and we got a super chat. Corey saying, thank you for doing your part to rid the world of these foolish and primitive superstitions. All the flavors of religion are horribly subjugating mankind and preventing our progress as a species. Couldn't have said it better myself, Corey. Thank you very much. And thank you for the super chat. It's going to help us for when we eventually get demonetized. Let me double check again. So far, we're monetized, so that's good. By the way, guys, today I was watching this stream from, like, this video from Alidava, and I was like, is this worth actually reviewing? And I thought, like, no, at first. But there was something said in the middle of this video. And I was like, oh, I would definitely have to review this video, right? At first, I was like, these are some of the stuff that we already talked before. This is repetitive. I don't need to bring it up with you guys anymore. We already have passed that point. But there is, like, past the, I don't know when, like, closer to the end of his video, Alidava just drops this. Oh, I don't know. Like, you guys, I'm not even going to explain it. We're just going to wait till we get there. It's just such a revealing point, okay? And once we get there, I'm not even going to mention it. I'm going to try to see if you guys notice it as well, okay? Once he says it, I'm going to pause the video at that point. And I'm going to look at you guys in the eye, and I'm going to look at the live chat. I'm going to see if you guys noticed what I've noticed. By the way, thank you, everybody, like, to all the people who are saying that done. Okay, look at this. Look at you guys. Done the liking. Like, my man. Okay, thank you. People are saying like. Thank you. I appreciate everybody who's liking. Thank you. All right, so let's just get into this video and see what this guy has to say.
And Israel is a terrorist state.
And salute to him and that fat egghead, that fat flipping Humpty Dumpty egghead, couldn't even get him out.
Okay, remember, this is like, I'm going to make a lot of points. These are not the main points. The main points you'll see, we'll get to the end of the video. But remember the insult that he's using for the guy that he doesn't like, and try to notice the hypocrisy here. So he's insulting the man's look. He's calling him an egg. He's calling him Humpty Dumpty because of the way he looks, because he's bald. But there's something wrong with that insult. Let me see if you guys notice that. I mean, beyond the obvious problematic insults when you are referring to people's looks, like that, how low do you have to be to use people's look? I was going to say something. I was going to say something that would have made me a hypocrite, but I know. Okay. But how low do you have to be to use the way people look to insult them? Right. But even if that was not wrong, to use people's looks to insult them, pay attention. Something in this video makes Ali Dava even a bigger hypocrite.
Just imagine for a second that you give £10 in donation, and that £10 is used to buy food or bricks or whatever to help the people in Gaza. But then just imagine this amazing deed that you want to do, but we turn it into a money-making machine. How? The Waqf is exactly that. They take your money, and every single time, the money generated from that Waqf, that building, is going to go to our Palestinian brothers and sisters for the next 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 100, 150 years. And this will be a form of true sadaqah jariyah. Click the link below and donate. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless and preserve you guys. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of these donations end up profiting Hamas. Like, again, guys, if you want to help the people in Palestine, you better do your research, because we know Hamas takes a lot of these food and sells it back to the people in Gaza, triple the price. Again, I don't know what the right thing here to do is, but whatever it is, you better do your research. I wouldn't trust any donations that Ali Dava is sending us.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, brothers and sisters and dear friends. Great Britain in the West, the Western world, who champions their freedom of speech, a democratic country, which we allow you to say whatever you like, whenever you like, however you like.
Okay, that's not what freedom of speech means, okay? Guys, do you guys want to bet Ali Dava is now talking about the hypocrisy of the West, and you know, there he's going to talk about a selective form of freedom of speech being enforced in the West. So how much do you want to bet that Ali Dava doesn't understand what freedom of speech means? And this video is going to demonstrate his understanding of what freedom of speech is. How much do you guys want to bet? Okay. I mean, I don't know if anybody, we're going to have any takers. All right, let's see.
As long as you are insulting Islam and desecrating the Quran and talking ill about the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, yes. But if you dare to criticize our allies,
so he thinks Ali Dava is saying that freedom of speech in the West is selectively applied. If you criticize Muhammad, if you insult Islam, you have the freedom of speech. But if you are criticizing the allies of Western countries, then freedom of speech is not applied. Guys, can you tell me the problem with that argument? Do you guys understand why he's so stupid? He doesn't understand what he's talking about. But he's going to show us an example, and you'll see it. Okay, so by the way, we got a super chat, 15 shekels. Thank you so much, from Zoop, saying, hey, will you collab with Mahyar 2CTV? He is also Iranian pro-Israel. That streams on YouTube. Hey, I would love to. Like, yeah, maybe get him to contact me on Twitter. So this is my name on Twitter. My DMs are open. If he contacts me, then I will respond for sure. But again, let's see, is this Ali Dava's argument? Well, thank you so much for the shekels.
The Western world, who champions their freedom of speech, a democratic country, which we allow you to say whatever you like, whenever you like, however you like. As long as you are insulting Islam and desecrating the Quran and talking ill about the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, yes. But if you dare to criticize our allies, we are strategically consistent, not morally. We want to thank Israel and all of their Muppets, yes, and all these bloody clowns who clearly showed their double standards and hypocrisy. This is going to go down in history. Thank you very much for showing you do not believe in democracy, you do not believe in freedom of speech, you do not believe in freedom of movement or freedom to wear. We're going to watch a video now on Talk TV. Look at this individual, Steve, who is wearing the Palestinian scarf. The fact that he was wearing that, yes, the fact that he was wearing that, what did he do? He got in trouble. So you don't have even freedom to wear what you want to wear. Let's watch it for ourselves, inshallah, and let's see how this flipping bald-headed egghead, yeah, he looks like a flipping egghead, yeah? He looks like an absolute egg, yeah? This egghead, how he tried to fit.
Okay, one more time, Ali Dava. He looks like what? Egghead? Like, let me count how many times. I think Ali Dava picks an insult, and he loves his insult so much that he just, like, sticks with it and says it 10 times. Let me see how many times he calls the man egghead.
Look at this individual, Steve, who is wearing the Palestinian scarf. The fact that he was wearing that, yes, the fact that he was wearing that, what did he do? He got in trouble. So you don't have even freedom to wear what you want to wear. Let's watch it for ourselves, inshallah, and let's see how this flipping bald-headed egghead. Yeah, he looks like a flipping egghead. Yeah, he looks like an absolute egg. Yeah, this egghead, how he tried to physically kick this guy out his studio. For what reason? Let's watch for ourselves.
Okay, so four times he calls the host of the show, he calls him an egghead, a bald egghead. He looks like an egg, egghead, like four times he mentioned that. Now, this is the screen. So the guy on the right with the chafia, with the like, is that that's the pro-Palestinian guy. And the guy on the left, which is the host, he is the pro-Israeli guy. So tell me, looking at the screen, tell me what is the problem with Ali Dava's insult. Okay, he's calling the man on the left a bald egghead. He looks like an egg, right? Tell me what looking at the screen, what do you notice? What is the problem with Ali Dava's insult towards the man on the left? He's defending the guy on the right, and he's doing that by calling the man on the left a baldy that looks like an egg. I don't know. This is so this is stupid. By the way, this is not the main point of this video. This is not the reason why I chose this video. But but what the hell, Ali? Like, what, from all the insults, why would you pick the one that they the guy you're defending also looks the same? He's also bald. He also looks like an egg. They both look like eggs. Why would you, what, from all the insults that you could have picked, why would you look, go for the appearance when they both have the same look? Like, I don't know what the hell. Oh, God. Okay, well, yeah, let it go. Oh, my God. Okay, egg versus egg. Oh my God. Okay. All right, now let's see what this debate is.
Got plenty of money to give Ukraine. You've got plenty of money to give Israel.
Okay, so wait. The guy is talking about, why do you have so much money to give to Ukraine and Israel? All right, let me go from the very beginning of this guy's argument.
For what reason? Let's watch for ourselves.
Plenty of money for wars. You've got plenty of money to give Ukraine. You've got plenty of money to give Israel. They could sell an arms to Israel. There you are.
Stupid, Steve. Are you completely nuts? Well, I mean, you come in here dressed in a scarf with a.
It's a Palestinian scarf.
Do you actually really support the Palestinians?
Absolutely. I defend the Palestinians' right to defend themselves.
Yeah. Do you say Hamas? It was a resistance.
Sorry.
Yeah, so obviously you should be supporting the Palestinians. You should be supporting Palestinians and Israelis together. The question is not if you support Palestinians. Yes, I'm anti-Hamas and I'm anti-Islam because I support Palestinians, because these are the things that are harming the Palestinians. I also support Israel because I support the Palestinians, because having the nation state of Israel and defending Israel is the best thing for the Palestinians. So don't ask people if they... Don't be against people for being pro-Palestinian. Be against people for being pro-Hamas. And also understand that many times when people are saying they're pro-Palestinian, that's what they actually mean. They mean that they're pro-Hamas. And you have to ask them if they support Hamas. And when they say, I support Palestine's right to defend themselves, that's what they actually mean. They mean that they support Hamas. Because defend themselves against what? If you're saying it defend themselves against Israel, then that means that you're pro-Hamas. But if you say Palestine has a right to defend itself, yes, Palestine does have the right to defend itself against the occupying force that is Hamas. Hamas is the occupying force of Gaza, and Palestinians should be able to defend themselves against Hamas. Right, so that's what I would agree with.
Yeah. Do you say Hamas, it was a resistance?
Sorry, I believe the Israeli government are a fascist government.
See, like, look at this. This is what about is. You're not, when people are asking you, do you think, when he says like Palestinians have the right to defend themselves, when you ask them, like, do you think Hamas is that resistance? Do you support Hamas? When they're like, I believe Israel fascist, like, that's how you pivot. That's how you pivot the question. Because yes, you are a sympathizer. You are a terrorist sympathizer and you are a coward. because you are not able to just say, you're not saying live on air, you're not going to be standing for the ideas that you support, for the values that you are so coward, you can't even answer the question. You have to change the direction. You have to misdirect. The person is asking, like, okay, you think Palestinians have the right to defend themselves? Is that resistance? Is Hamas that resistance that you're defending? Like, let me go to the talking point. Israel fascist state. This is where I go to as soon as I danger, hard question to answer. I'm going to be exposed as a terrorist sympathizer. Let me change the question. Okay. And this is also, by the way, another form of whataboutism. Let me see. I mentioned terrorism. Let me see if we have been demonetized. No, we're good. We're so far, we're good. Amazing. Amazing. Lale, thank you so much for the super chat, saying Ali Dava and Muhammad Hijab are pretty much the same in terms of their constant angry insults. To be fair, Lale, I think Muhammad Hijab is a little bit better when it comes to choosing his insults. I think Ali Dava just tries to copy Muhammad Hijab and he doesn't know how to use. Ali Dava is a little bit more ridiculous when it comes like insulting people. I mean, he's ridiculous just in general. But let's see what other points. Again, guys, we still have not reached the main point of this video. Ali Dava says something during this video that is very, very, very revealing. Okay. So let's get to that.
What about Hamas?
I defend the Palestinians' right to defend themselves.
Yeah. Do you say Hamas, it was a resistance?
Sorry. I believe the Israeli government are a fascist government. I believe the Israeli government are a terrorist government.
It's a democratic government, hang on. It's a democracy.
Oh, so that's the case. No, Hitler was elected, so he's democratic, is he?
This is not on. Well, you want to talk rubbish? Go and talk to the BBC or some other.
What do you think about the Hamas?
What about free speech?
Was Hamas a religion from Israel? That's a war, isn't it?
Of course it has.
Look at this idiot. He's saying, the guy is saying, if you want to talk rubbish, by the way, I'm not saying whether this guy is doing the best hosting or not. I'm not judging that. But the guest is saying, what about free speech? The host is saying, if you want to speak rubbish, go talk to the BBC or some other media outlets. Like, he doesn't want this on his show. And the other guy is saying, what about free speech? What about free speech? This is exactly what Ali Dava was referring to. Tell me, guys, do you understand why that's an idiotic response? If one of you guys, if I bring one of you guys up and you say something and I'm not having it and I just kick you out of my show, is that a violation of your free speech rights? Especially, like, you either go talk on another show. Do people still don't understand that your right to free speech doesn't mean that you are supposed to be welcomed everywhere at all times? What about free speech? What if I just showed up to your house 2 a.m. in the morning and wanted to read, I don't know, the Communist Manifesto to your children? Right? Like, just barged right in, just jumped in through the window, and I just picked up the Communist Manifesto and I'm just reading it. I come and just like read it to your wife and children. Or your husband, I don't know, right? If you just like, hey, get the hell out of my house, what if I say, but what about my right to free speech? Guys, the right to free speech does not mean that you have the right to every audience at all times. This is this man's show. If he kicks you out of his show, you still can say things. You can still go say those things another place. Freedom of speech does not mean I have the right to your audience. Freedom of speech doesn't mean that you have to welcome me everywhere at all times, regardless of what I say. What if I go swear at my boss and my boss says, like, okay, you're fired? I'm like, oh, what about the right to my free speech? Okay, yes, you could go swear, but you are not entitled to continue working here. I can fire you because of what you said. If I fire you because of what you said, that does not violate your free speech. You know why it doesn't violate your free speech? Because you have not been arrested for what you said. You haven't been tortured for what you said. You haven't been fined for what you said. You haven't been executed for what you said. The government hasn't been gotten involved in trying to silence you for what you said. This man's show he has, you have a right to free speech, and this man also has the right to have whoever he wants on his show. Freedom of speech doesn't mean freedom from consequences of your speech. You are free to say whatever you want, and people also have the freedom to react to your speech accordingly, as long as that reaction is not government coming and cracking down on you and finding you or arresting you or torturing you. Your freedom of speech has not been violated. Guys, please understand, this is a very basic concept. So many people don't understand what free speech means. People think like free speech means like I get to go say whatever nonsense everywhere I want to, and you just have to take it. That's not what free speech means. Oh my God. It's so simple. I don't know why still people talk about free speech. Like, oh, you guys are hypocrites. You are such free speech warriors. People in the live chat sometimes here, like, we ban somebody and they're like, what about my fucking free speech? Like, your free speech has not been violated. I'm not the freaking government. I get to ban you. This is our channel. We get to decide who's here and who's not. If I was the government and I was arresting you, your freedom of speech has been violated. But freedom of speech, it's also my freedom of speech to ban you. It's your freedom of speech to say whatever the frick you want. And it's also my freedom of speech to ban you from the channel. That's my freedom as well. That's my expression. If I was the police and I was arresting you for what you said, then you could cry about your freedom of speech. Oh my God, such morons.
Speech, was Hamas a religion from Israel? That's
of course
a war, isn't it?
Of course it has.
We're not us defending them.
No, but guys, freedom of somebody, like, so somebody saying freedom of speech is not freedom to spew anything you want. It is, actually. Freedom of speech is the freedom to spew anything you want, okay? You can, but I can also react, okay? You have the freedom to spew whatever nonsense, even if it's wrong. You, freedom of speech also means you are freedom. You have the freedom to spread hate speech. Hate speech is also freedom of speech. That is your freedom of speech. And it's also my freedom of expression to ban you, to kick you off of my show, okay? You are free. When I say you have the freedom to spew nonsense, that means the government can't arrest you, the government can't torture you, the government can't execute you, the government can't fine you, and if somebody tries to come and like harm you, the government still has to protect you. That's what it means when you have the freedom of speech, okay? But it's also my freedom of speech to be like, this is my show, you go, you leave now, I don't want you here. That's also my freedom of speech. That's also my freedom of expression. This is my private show. This is my show. I get to decide who's here. You have not, just because I kick you out of here, just because I don't invite you to my event, that doesn't mean that your expression has been stopped. You could go say it somewhere else. Again, freedom of speech doesn't mean the freedom from consequences. The only consequences that violates your freedom of speech is if the government tries to silence you. Okay. Okay. Let me continue. Okay, I said a lot of naughty words. Let me see if we're still monetized. Oh, guys, we did it. We did it. We have been demonetized. Which one of the words that I used do you think it was? Let me file an appeal, which is going to take maybe a couple of days for it to process. By then, we have already lost most of our, we have already gotten most of our views. So by that time, it doesn't really matter. But so that basically means that it's gone. And it's gone. Our monetization is gone. So we know it will happen at some point. 20 minutes into the show, it happened, right? So as predicted. But again, your super chats and your likes are helping me not have to worry about that. So thank you. Thank you for that.
It's an occupied people.
Well, it is now. It wasn't in 2005.
It can't be self-defense.
They're not occupied. It wasn't in 2005. I don't want you.
Wait, what is not self-defense? It's occupied. It can be self-defense. But guys, when they say Israel is occupied force, I want you to remember two things. That basically what they're saying, that Israelis cannot defend themselves. They are not recognizing Israel's right to defend itself, because they're saying anything that can happen to Israelis, and because they're an occupied force, that makes their children and civilians all fair game. That's what they're saying, okay? And anything Hamas does is fair game. That's what they're saying, because they're an occupying force, including all the civilians. And also, remember, when they are calling Israel an occupying force, don't think that they will stop doing that if we ever have a two-state solution. Because they consider Israel to be an occupying force simply for existing as a country. Even if Palestine becomes a country one day, which I hope it does at some point, I don't see a path to it right now, but I hope it happens. As long as Israel exists, it will still be an occupying force, and it will, they will still consider it legitimate to attack. The mere existence of Israel, because when they say occupying force, they're not talking about Gaza and West Bank. They're also talking about all those areas where Israel has the right to be. Those are also considered occupied territory, according to these people. So when they're saying that you are, they are defending Palestine's right to defend itself against an occupying force, they're talking about full-on genocide, because this, they will consider this a legitimate resistance until the point where they could completely get rid of Israel. So this is a genocidal talking point. I just want you guys to recognize that.
Well, it is now. It wasn't in 2005.
It can't be self-defense.
They're not occupied.
It wasn't in 2005.
I don't want you in here anymore, Steve, because you are supporting
right,
the enemies of this country.
So you're throwing me out, James, because you're the defender of free speech, are throwing me out.
You've had free speech, but I don't have to allow you to carry on.
You're the defender of free speech, are throwing me out.
I am.
Who won't you be at war with? The Palestinian children who you're murdering in their thousands.
Do you support the collateral damage? It's a legal war.
Do you support killing women and children?
It's the lowest amount of collateral damage ever.
Genocide in Gaza.
They were on the
Nazi.
Yeah, yeah, there is genocide happening in Gaza, and it's being done by Hamas, who's putting the civilians, including the children, they're using them as human shields. And yeah, I mean, I don't call it an act of genocide. It is a war crime, but it is a war crime that is being committed by Hamas. Okay, so yes, I do condemn the killing of children and civilians. I don't say women and children, because I think that's a very dismissal of men being killed. So, I know, you know, saying, oh, they're killing women and children, I consider that insulting to both men and women when you say women and children are being killed. That's why, if you notice, I say civilians, including children, instead. Because when you say women and children, that's insulting to men, because it makes it seem like as if men being killed, it is not as important. And it's also insulting to women, because you're putting them in the same category as children. That's why I think like both men and women should be insulted when they're like, oh, you're killing women and children. Yeah, okay, we care about the men dying as well, okay? So I say they're killing civilians, including children. That's what I say.
It's the lowest amount of collateral damage ever.
They were on the Nazi side. You don't, Britain's a terrorist state. America's a terrorist state. Then? And Israel is a terrorist state.
Okay, so you don't even understand what terrorism means. When you say Israel is a terrorist state, United States is a terrorist state, United Kingdom is a terrorist state, you don't understand anything about anything at all, because that's not how it works. We don't have terrorist states. Even countries like the Islamic Republic of Iran are not categorized as terrorist states, because the definition of the terrorist organization or group means, like, the way that it's defined what it means to be terrorist, you cannot be it does not include states. So even as wrong as you are about the nature of the activities of United States or UK or Israel, let's say even if they were involved in terrorist activities, even then you would not be able to call them terrorist states. When it comes to Islamic Republic of Iran, the way it's categorized is a state sponsor of terror. They cannot be terrorists and states as well, because that's not how we define terrorism. So maybe if you want to make baseless accusations, at least get the definitions right. Maybe at least call them state sponsors of terror, which they're not, but if they were doing terrorism, that's what they would be called. We don't have terrorist states. Even the Islamic Republic of Iran, we call them a state sponsor of terror. We don't call them terrorist states. Oh, Sid, thank you so much for the super chat. Sid is saying everything that was ever under Shura and is now run by non-Muslims is occupied territory as per them. Guys, like, write out the, I don't know what these abbreviations are, but demographic as per demi status? Are you talking? I don't know what you're saying. Spain, Israel, India are all occupied as per them. As per them? Okay. I think you're saying basically that most countries are basically occupied territory. Yeah, I think that's what you're referring to, which I do agree. Based on their standard, if you want to call Israel an occupied territory, then that would mean that most countries are basically occupied territory by that standard, including the vast majority of Arab countries and the vast majority of Muslim countries, right? So from all the 22 Arab countries, is it 22 or 23? From all the 22 Arab countries out there, 21 of, based on this standard, 21 of them are occupied territory. The only one that is not occupied territory will be Saudi Arabia. The rest of them will be considered occupied territory by these standards. People are saying he means Democrats. Okay. But did I understood what you're trying to say? I think I got it. But let's continue. No, is that assaulting? This is his show. He's asking you to leave and you're resisting. This is a private area. This is not a public area. If you're not welcome, you're supposed to leave or else you're trespassing, right? I wouldn't recommend him doing himself. I would recommend him calling security, but this is their area. This is a private space. If they want you to leave, you gotta leave. He should have called security.
I'm not gonna go, and you won't be able to remove me, James. So please don't.
Why? What are you gonna do?
I'm making a statement here for Palestine.
A statement of rubbish. Just choking rubbish.
Take your book and go out and support Palestine. I know you want to hit me.
I'm not going to hit you, James.
No, you're not. You're absolutely right.
From the river to the sea. Genocide.
Look at the attitude. He is clearly saying, and I'll be honest with you, I'll stick by these flipping words. Israel is 1,000 times worse than Hamas with the atrocities that they committed. With us religious people, we are strategically not consistent. We are morally consistent. As Muslims, our religion tells us to condemn anybody for killing innocent people, like Allah says in the Quran, which is very interesting.
You haven't condemned Hamas. You've never condemned Hamas. You never condemned Hamas. Which they did kill innocent civilians.
Very interesting that Allah.
You have excuses, okay? You guys notice every time they are asked, like they're pressured to condemn Hamas, they're like, oh yeah, if Hamas has killed civilians unjustifiably, and they also mention unjustifiably, then we do condemn that. But remember, when they say that, their audience understands that. What they're saying is Hamas hasn't killed civilians unjustifiably because it was all justified. Because they say their belief is that Hamas is Israel is an occupied force, and technically no Israelis are civilians. And they use the fact that Israelis have to, you know, serve in the military as an excuse as well, that they're all basically just military. So that's how they get around. They tell you like, yeah, we will condemn unjustified killings of civilians, but they will never say, oh, I condemn Hamas. They will not just say that just by itself, because they don't, because they support Hamas. Oh, we got another super chat. What did we get? Okay, we got a super sticker. Thank you so much from Parse for the super sticker. I appreciate that. $5 super sticker. Guys, thank you so much, because we do need these super chats and super stickers, because as you know, we have been demonetized. And it doesn't make sense for us to keep doing these live streams if we constantly get demonetized for every single show. So your super chats and your likes really help us out. So thank you for that.
Talking about Bani Israel, the children of Israel.
Oh, let me go back. This is the point of the show that I want you guys to notice, okay? So this is the part that you need to keep like very, very close attention, okay? Because this is the part that I noticed something. I want to see if the rest of you notice it as well. Okay. We have reached that point. We have reached that point. This is the entire reason why I'm doing this show today. Okay. When I saw this, I was like, okay, I have to do a stream on this one. Okay. So pay close attention.
atrocities that they committed. With us religious people, we are strategically not consistent. We are morally consistent. As Muslims, our religion tells us to condemn anybody for killing innocent people, like Allah says in the Quran, which is very interesting that Allah is talking about Bani Israel, the children of Israel. Yes, back then, talking to them, and we have told them not to kill an innocent soul. It's interesting. Zionists, these Zionists, as you can see, have a track record from back then to now of killing innocent people. Like Allah tells us in the Quran very clearly, when we confronted the far right, we would tell them, nowhere in our religion does it tell us to go and kill innocent men, women, and children.
Okay. Who noticed it? Tell me. Tell me if you've noticed it. If you are really good if you notice what I've noticed. If you notice what I've noticed. Me, okay, Troll saying I've noticed. What did you guys notice? Well, tell me. Tell me what did you saw. He's saying Zionists are divinely inspired to murder. No. I mean, that was the obvious point. He's not divinely inspired. No. They do all the time. Zionism is... Oh, okay, Soha got it. Soha kind of got it. Okay, I will tell. Guys, what is Bani Israel? When you say Bani Israel, when Muslims say Bani Israel, who are they referring to? Yeah, Soha, can you tell them in the live chat? Soha knows Arabic. She speaks Arabic. Who are the Bani Israel? Yeah, it literally means the sons of Israel, but what does it mean? People are saying it means sons of Israel. Yeah, it means Jews. Bani Israel means the children of Israel, but Bani Israel, in Islam, Bani Israel is how Islam refers to Jews. Jews. Okay, so Bani Israel means Jews. You could go look that up, okay? I'm not making this up. This is how the Quran refers to the Jewish people. And he says, what does he say? Again, listen to this one more time.
Talking to them, and we have told them not to kill them.
Look at this.
As Muslims, our religion...
All right, I will give you a hint. Okay? We accuse people like Ali Dava and Muhammad Hijab of being what? Anti-Jewish. We call them, they are racist against Jewish people. A lot of people say anti-Semitic, but because Arabs are Semitic as well, a lot of people are picky about that. We say, like, they have anti-Jewish hatred. There's a lot of anti-Jewish hatred among these people. And these people are a whole bunch of bigots. And what do they say to us? What is their response? Their response is like, no. We are not anti-Jewish. We actually love the right Jews, okay? The token Jews. We even have a status for them as Ahlul Kitab within Islam. We're not hated. We don't hate Jewish people. All right, that's the response. We only hate Zionists, okay? Those are the ones, again, YouTube, not my words. They say that we only specifically hate Zionists. We're against Zionists. We even have some token Jews to show you that we celebrate as people who are against Zionists. That's what they say. That's their defense, okay? But there are a couple of times when they are not careful and they're speaking and the mask slips. And this is one of those moments. This is one of those moments. And I want you guys to pay attention because a lot of people think that we are just making this stuff up and we are, you know, exaggerating and maybe we're, you know, putting words in their mouth and making them seem as bad as ridiculous as these people are. We're making it seem worse than what it is. But we've been following what a lot of these Muslims say for a very long time, and we notice these things, and that's why we're confident when we tell you guys that, no, this is basically pure anti-Jewish hatred. We know that this is anti... Like, when we tell you guys these people don't directly say that they support Hamas, but they do support Hamas, it's because of many things that we notice, and these subtle things that a lot of other people don't notice, and we notice. And this is one of those moments when we say that these people have hatred for Jewish people in general, This is one of those moments that shows you that. So I want you to pay attention one more time. One more time. And remember now when you're listening, remember when he says Bani Israel, he's talking about Jewish people, okay? One more time.
With us religious people, we are strategically not consistent. We are morally consistent. As Muslims, our religion tells us to condemn anybody for killing innocent people, like Allah says in the Quran, which is very interesting that Allah is talking about Bani Israel, the children of Israel. Yes, back then, talking to them, and we have told them not to kill an innocent soul. It's interesting. Zionists, these Zionists, as you can see, have a track record from back then.
So he's saying the Zionists have a track record from back then. But back then, we didn't have Zionists. Okay? Zionism is a modern concept. Okay? Zionism is new. We didn't have Zionists back then, thousands of years ago. And he says, so the killing of innocent people, the Zionists today, he says Zionists want to kill children. Zionists want to kill innocent people. And this is not a new thing. This goes back far back in history, from back then. But here's the problem, Ali Dava. What you're referring to as Bani Israel is not just Zionists. You're talking about Jewish people. So when he says they have a track record, and he's referring to the Quran talking about Bani Israel, that he's talking about Jewish people. So he's saying Jewish people, not Zionists, Jewish people have a track record are wanting to kill innocent people. Because back then, God warned Bani Israel, God warned the Jewish people to, hey, don't kill innocent civilians. So he's saying, why did God warn Jewish people back then? Because even back then, they had this track record of wanting to kill innocent people. So what he is attributing to Zionism, when he connects it back to Bani Israel back then, Bani Israel means Jewish people. So the view that he has over Zionists, he is now admitting that he has that view over Jewish people in general. Do you understand? This is very important for you to understand what I'm saying. This is a moment where when these people say they are anti-Zionists, what we hear is that they're anti-Jews in general. And now he's showing that because now he's using the word Bani Israel, which means Jew, and Zionists interchangeably and accusing them both of wanting to murder innocent civilians and connect, and also make sure that you understand that I'm not misrepresenting him. He connects them by saying, well, they had a track record. The track record was not, even if it was true, is not for Zionists. The track record, what you're referring to, what the Quran is referring to, is Jewish people in general. This is very important for you to understand what just happened here. This is absolute confirmation that what the people who Ali Dava is accusing of being murderous innocent killers, whenever they say Zionists, they just mean Jews. They just mean Jews. Do you guys understand what just happened here? I know that a lot of people expected this from Ali Dava, but this is absolute confirmation because they're usually careful not to word it this way. I just want you to play. I want to play it for you guys again with that, with what I just told you. Keep that in mind and listen to it one more time. By the way, I know we got a lot of super chats. I'm going to read them after this. This is a very key moment.
Admitted. With us religious people, we are strategically not consistent. We are morally consistent. As Muslims, our religion tells us to condemn anybody for killing innocent people, like Allah says in the Quran, which is very interesting that Allah is talking about Bani Israel, the children of Israel. Yes, back then, talking to them, and we have told them not to kill an innocent soul. It's interesting. Zionists, these Zionists, as you can see, have a track record from back then to now of killing innocent people. Like Allah tells us in the Quran very clearly, when we confronted the far right, we would tell them, no.
Yeah, there was no such thing as Zionists back then, okay? So you're talking about Jews, right? Do you guys just saw what just happened? This is absolute confirmation that Ali Dava, when he's blaming Zionists, he looks at Jews and he sees child killers. And like, it's very interesting because these people are the same people that the Quran warned us about. Who are these people, Ali Dava? Who are these people that have this track record? Is it Zionist or is it Bani Israel, which is Jews? This is absolute anti-Jewish hatred. Absolute direct anti-Jewish hatred. We got a whole bunch of super chats. Well, thank you, everybody. I'm just going to call you Jonah. Jonah is saying, thank you so much for the super chat. Jonah is saying, do you think Israel is simply free of guilt because of the Hamas uses human shields excuse? White flag waving Arabs in Khan Hunis died by IDF. No, I never said Israel is free of guilt. I mentioned many, many, many times that it would be almost impossible to think that there are not people within Israel's army that are not doing things that we should be condemning. Obviously, there is. How could there not be? Obviously, there is. Obviously. I mean, within any military operation, you're going to have bad actors within the soldiers and within, you know, the commanders. Of course. Of course. But I would blame those specific actions specifically rather than blaming the entire Israel as a country, or blaming IDF as a whole, or trying to paint the entire operation of IDF as if those specific examples of bad behavior, as if that represents the entirety of the IDF. Whenever I have seen many examples of IDF soldiers doing things that should be condemned. I've seen that. I just blame that specific, because I know IDF as a whole is not genocidal, because I know IDF as a whole is not trying to commit war crimes. When I see war crimes happening by specific IDF soldiers or commanders, I will blame that specific soldier or commander. Obviously, there are examples of them, but I don't try to paint the entirety of IDF with the same brush. And I many times I mentioned things that I've noticed and seen by specific IDF soldiers that are not only I condemn, there are many Israelis who condemn. And also, by the way, one reason why I love Israel is because many times when we notice IDF soldiers or commanders doing things that should be condemned, is because Israel's amazing media and professional journalism that goes and dig these things out. Israel is has such a powerful media that the only reason why we know when there are IDF soldiers and commanders that have misbehaved is because of the amazing journalism that has happened within Israel. Yeah, but I never said that Israel, never ever suggested that IDF does nothing wrong. Yeah, but thank you for the super chat. And then also we got a super chat from Sid. Sid saying, Armin, are you worried with influx of extremist Muslims in Canada? People like you would find it tough with your activism. You may be recognized in public. Well, I mean, I said thank you for the super chat. I do prefer not to talk about my personal security. I hope you don't mind if I don't talk about that. But thank you so much for the super chat. And also said saying, they claim they don't hate Jews because Quran allows them to marry Jewish women. That's a different thing, that Jewish men can't marry Muslim women. Hypocrisy. Yes, they are allowed to marry Jewish women, but Muslim men are allowed to marry Jewish women. But Muslim women are not allowed to marry Jewish men. And that's mostly because that brings more people to Islam, because the children will be considered Muslim. That's the reason why that marriage is allowed. Thank you for the super chat. And also we got rupees from 200 rupees from India. Thank you so much, Bala saying, some people just need an excuse to justify anti-Jewish bigotry. It will always manifest one way or another. Perfectly said, Bala. Thank you so much for the super chat. And also, by the way, Soha got their answer right. So I think Zionism from back then. Yeah, so Soha understood what I was trying to highlight as well. Anyways, let's continue.
No way in our religion does it tell us to go and kill innocent men, women, and children. The far right, Tommy Robinson, the bastard.
By the way, yeah, it depends on your definition of innocent. Okay, so your religion does tell you to go kill innocent, you know, civilians. However, it does that by saying, well, they're not innocent given that they are not Muslim. So it's just, you could just get a, it's easy to claim that you don't kill innocent people by changing the definition of innocent, right? So, for example, a murtad would not be considered innocent. Somebody who leaves Islam would not be considered innocent. So you would kill an innocent people. Your scriptures do tell you to go kill innocent people, but it just claims that they're not innocent. In the same way that you could kill Israeli civilians and just claim that they're not innocent by just labeling them all as occupiers. So yeah, you could just remember, whenever these Muslims go around and tell, like, oh, we are against killing innocent civilians, they're just changing the definition of innocent, because you're not innocent if you're an occupier. You're not innocent if, according to them, if you're murtad, if you have used to be a Muslim and now you're not. You're not innocent if you're, but they label you as a munafiq. So just remember, that's what they mean by innocent. We got another super chat. Thank you so much from Jonah. Jonah saying, if being anti-Zionist is hating Jews, what do you call the... I didn't say being anti-Zionist. I am a Zionist myself, okay? I didn't say all anti-Zionists are just hate all Jews. I said these anti-Zionists, anti-Zionism is just a dog whistle for them. They are specifically anti-Jewish. I didn't say that about everybody. What is this? What do you call the net? I don't know what that is. Hold on, let me look it up. Naturi. How do you Carta? It's a friend. It's a okay. So these are really religious Jews. Oh, okay. So these are the anti-Zionist, those ultra-Orthodox anti-Zionist Jews. Okay, considering how big the Kihanism is Israel. Can't those war crimes be intentional? Consider, I don't know what you're referring to. Hold on. Religious Zionist ideology based on the views of Rabbi Meir Hanna, founder of the Jewish Defense League. Okay. So basically, I didn't say that. I didn't say that anti-Zionism is just always is anti-Jewish. I just know that specific people that I follow, like Ali Dawa and many other Muslims, I just know that they cannot just come and openly say that they're anti-Jewish, and they just use, just like people use bankers as a dog whistle, just the same way that people use globalists as a dog whistle. Zionists is also a dog whistle. Not everybody who says that I'm anti-globalism is necessarily anti-Jew, right? But many people use that in place for their anti-Jewish rhetoric. So again, I'm not generalizing. I'm not saying everybody is like that, right? But I don't understand the rest of your question. Maybe I need to memorize the name of these different groups better. What do you think about, what is this group? So I'm going to maybe look this up at the end of the show, maybe dig into it more. Or else you can maybe explain a little bit deeper what you mean.
The far right, Tommy Robinson, the bastard, scum, dog, and all of the far right have gone silent. They are using actual scripture from their Bible, from the Old Testament, they're quoting it and committing atrocities by killing innocent people and babies. Guess what? You see this across the board with all the Zionists. From your layman to everybody, like I've said this, I've been repeating this. It's crazy. We as Muslims, when ISIS was committing atrocities, we never ever supported them and condemned them when they were using our scriptures.
Oh.
Yes? How the tables have...
Yeah, by the way, ISIS, it's easy for these people to condemn because they're more like the Khawarij. But Hamas, So again, these people are more in line with Hamas ideology than ISIS ideology. Because ISIS is like a takfiri group, so it's easy for them to condemn them. And they're going to push that in your face. They're going to tell you, like, oh, we condemn ISIS, okay? Sure. So you're against one specific terrorist group. Are you against Hamas? Condemn Hamas. Why wouldn't you condemn given how easy it is for you to condemn ISIS, then that actually makes me more skeptical. Because why wouldn't you just condemn Hamas in the same way that you condemn ISIS? Listen to this here. This is actually very telling.
We as Muslims, when ISIS was committing atrocities, we never ever supported them and condemned them.
Okay, this is actually very telling, right? Why is it so easy for you to say we condemn ISIS, But all of a sudden, he thinks this saves him. But why can't you just use the exact same framing for Hamas? Why can't you say, like, oh, we condemned ISIS, all right? Why is it that every time we ask you to condemn Hamas, you're like, oh, if Hamas has killed civilians unjustifiably, then we would condemn them. Why can't you just say the exact same sentence that you just used for ISIS for Hamas? So he thinks that this saves him by condemning ISIS, but now you should be more suspicious. Because now you see the double standard. Given that you used a different way of condemning ISIS when it comes to like your vocabulary and the way you use the sentences completely changes when it comes to talking about Hamas, wouldn't you now see why I think these people are Hamas sympathizers? They would never say the same. They would never like pivot and, you know, do whataboutism. And then all of a sudden when you corner them, they come up with an if statement. When it comes to ISIS, they wouldn't do that. They were like, oh yeah, I condemn ISIS. Why is it so easy for you to do that with ISIS but not with Hamas? Is it because you support Hamas? Yeah, that's very telling. Another example.
Using our scriptures, yes, how the tables have turned and shown that you guys, the far right and the Christian lobby who's supporting Israel and the Zionists, those scumbag IDF and all of them from top to bottom, are calling for an outright massacre and a genocide, which they are doing it themselves while they quote the Bible of Amalekites. And all he had to, all this guy done was what? Talk about it. Yes? He was all of a sudden, because of the scarf that he's wearing, he became pro-Hamas. He was pro-resistance. Yes, the Palestinians have a right to arms resistance. That is the right that's been given to them by the UN. So, brothers and sisters, you can see that do not believe, do not feel inferior to the Western man, especially this egghead, yeah? Right. Don't feel inferior because they are...
We need to stop here because I was looking some stuff up, but he's just said something here that needs to be responded to. Listen to this part, okay?
Yes, the Palestinians have a right to arms resistance. That is the right that's been given to them by the UN. So...
No. What the hell? What the hell? Look at the level of confidence that he's speaking about this. What are you talking about? The right to resistance of Palestinians is a right that has been given to them by the UN? You moron, the UN recognizes Israel's right to exist. The people that you're supporting as the people who are you call freedom fighters, the people that you support as a force of resistance, as people who are defending Palestine, they are the people who want to destroy Israel, an entity where the United Nations recognizes as an entity that exists, that should exist, and has the right to defend itself. That's what the United Nations recognizes as an entity that you're trying to challenge. Your goal, your resistance movement, its goal is to destroy Israel as a whole. What are you talking about? United Nations, what are you referring to? There is nowhere where United Nations recognizes Hamas's right to fight Israel. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Where in the United Nations has that been recognized as a right? You're talking about fighting Israel as an entity, something that has been recognized in the United Nations as an official nation state. What? This is completely wrong. Like, he just said something. Show me where United Nations has done that. He just said something so obviously wrong and with such confidence to his audience. He has millions of subscribers. His videos gets more than 100,000 views. And his audience just believes it. And he just... says nonsense, says absolute nonsense. Where are you getting this from? Okay, we got a super chat. Yeah, I was looking this up. So, Kihanism is a far-right anti-Arab Zionist ideology. They call either the expulsion or killing of Arabs from Israel, and it's Ben-Gavir's ideology. Okay, yeah. What was your previous question? That's horrible. If being Zionist is hating Jews, I didn't say, okay, considering how big, so here's the thing. You're referring to some Zionist groups that have racist, genocidal views, right? And yeah, we have always condemned that. Obviously, there are horrible versions of Zionism. Here's how I look at Zionism. Zionism is just nationalism for Israel. That's what Zionism is. Nationalism for Israel. Zionism is the belief that Israel has the right to exist. That's what Zionism is to me. Are there horrible versions of that? Yes, there are horrible versions of that. Just like with nationalism, we have good versions of nationalism. We have like civic nationalism, which is in that form of nationalism that is in line with liberal values. And we have, you know, racist, fascistic nationalism as well. In the same way, Zionism, we have many different versions of different kinds of people who are Zionists. We have Zionists who are fascistic. They are racist. They have genocidal beliefs. And they do exist. And we do condemn them. And there are also Zionism that is completely in line with liberal values. Basically, it's the mere belief that Israel is a country that should exist and should be able to defend itself against threats. That is a form of civic nationalism that I'm completely in line with. Just because I support Zionism, that doesn't mean that I support every freaking version of it. In fact, there are many Zionists who are against these other Zionists, these fascistic versions of Zionists. So yeah, just because I'm a Zionist myself, that doesn't mean that every Zionist out there is worthy of defending. I am against those versions of Zionism. Did I answer your question? I think I answered it.
Let's Brothers and sisters, you can see that do not believe, do not feel inferior to the Western man, especially this egghead. Yeah, don't feel inferior because they are double standard hypocrites. They are liars. They have no backbone. And the same thing happened when me and Mohammed Hijab went to the freedom of speech event and we were stopped and we was jumped. Yes, it shows you that it is all a disguise. This is all a pretense, a lie to tell you guys we're pro freedom of speech. Why did I not get the chance as a Muslim to speak at that freedom of speech event? Because they don't believe in freedom of speech unless it is against Muslims. They have shown their double standards and hypocrisy. Alhamdulillah, may Allah guide this guy who is doing the cause.
Wait, what was that? I heard a beat, may Allah, he said, but. Was that supposed to be a burn?
Hold on. It is against Muslims. They have shown their double standards and hypocrisy. Alhamdulillah, may Allah guide this guy who is doing the cause for the Palestinians. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide him to Islam like he did with many people. And salute to him and that fat egghead, that fat flipping Humpty Dumpty egghead couldn't even...
Oh my God. Okay, they were both... The guy that you were defending was also fat and he was also bald. What the hell is wrong with you? Did you not watch the video?
He could get him out and he said what he had to say and he put him in his place and it is right. And we want to thank Israel for showing the whole world your true colors. Please carry on. The entire world has witnessed what kind of savages you Zionists are that you...
Again, so from now on, whenever it says you Zionists, just remember, based on what we saw in this video, he means you Jews. He means you Jews. Not the By the way, whenever they go and find some token anti-Zionist Jews, just remember that the Nazis also had token Jews that they celebrated, okay? And also remember that, you know, the slavers in United States, you know, in the South, where they had black people, you know, picking cotton, they also had some certain people who were they considered different from the other black people that they kept in the house. They considered them as better than the rest of them. They considered them superior, right? So even slavers, you know, in the United States, they had certain, you know, they had favorites. So when Islamists and people like Ali Dava, when they come and say like, well, we have a certain group of Jews that we separate from the other ones, these are our favorite ones, these are okay. Just remember, throughout history, fascists and racists, you know, the group of people that they were against, they picked a few of them as a special few that they celebrated. This is, we've always seen this, right? But anyways.
Do not care about men, women, children, or babies. You do not. Brothers and sisters, bear that in mind. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Brothers and sisters, just imagine for a second.
All right, so that was that. We're already over time. But thank you, guys. Guys, if you want to debate me, I am, or have a discussion, live discussion with me or something, preferably a debate, my DMs are open on Twitter. You could search for me on Twitter. This is my name. You could message me there, and I will respond to you. But guys, before we leave today, you do need to like the stream. Every single person that is watching, shame on everybody who watched the stream. I just did 1 hour streaming for you. You could spare 1 second liking the stream. 1 second liking the stream. That would be, that's your responsibility to get these ideas out there. I'm doing a really good job smacking these horrible ideas left and right everywhere I found them, okay? This channel is very, very active going out and finding nonsense out there and taking them down. This is, and also a lot of the things that I mentioned to you guys, you know how I pause. There's a, if you go watch Ali Dava's videos, I bet you a lot of you are not going to notice some of the little details that I highlighted for you guys. So this is a good channel for you to get expert at, like, listening, hearing these dog whistles and understanding how these mind, how their minds operate and how their ideology works. We are doing really good on this channel. So if you think that's effective, if you think we're doing a really good job in fighting dogma and fighting superstition and fighting, you know, anti-Semitic and racist and bigoted views, please, please make sure you like the stream. And also, after the show is over, leave a comment under the show. The comments really help. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you hit the bell notification. And go tell your friends, and especially your enemies, go tell them to come here and subscribe to this channel. It's very important that word of mouth really helps grow this channel. So please go ahead and do that. Anyways, I'm going to head out. I have a Persian show for our audience in Iran after this. So I'm going to go do that. And yeah, see you. By the way, we have a Persian channel called Jumhuriya Bi Khodayan. If you, anyone speaks Persian, refer that channel to them as well. All right, guys. See you on the next show. Love you. Bye. Mwah. I only love the people who like. When I said love you, I didn't mean all of you. Shame on you if you have not liked. All right. Like the stream. Bye. Mwah.